Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Listening to the show and welcome to the show. I want to apologize before I start. Well, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. I want to apologize right off the bat before I start because today's show is only 15 minutes, and that was my fault. I'm sorry. But today's show is only 15 minutes. It was my fault. I did something wrong in the setup, and we only have have about 10 minutes to go. But anyway, I think I can get through this regardless of the time, because the subject is just so out front with me. What I mean by that is that today's episode is called Please Teach Your Kids Respect. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Call in and give your opinion on this subject. The reason I wanted to do this was because it is because there are so many kids out here nowadays that you come in contact with. I may not come in contact with, but you see and you come close with, and, you know, maybe in a walking through a mall or in a restaurant or fast food joint or what have you. You're close to these kids, and you can hear what they're saying, and you can see what they're wearing. All this stuff is a part of teaching your kids respect. Now, if you look at kids and see that they aren't being respectable, they're cursing in front of adults, you know, they're wearing these weird clothes, they have these weird piercings, it's just a wide variety of stuff. Now, the reason that ties in with respect is because let's go back to when I was growing up in the, let's say, mid to late 70s, okay? The way I was taught respect is by example, okay? Now, the clothes that I wore were clothes that were, of course, purchased by my mom. And when she told me to put on clothes, I put on clothes. And if I didn't look up to par as far as she thought, then I would have to either change, tuck my shirt in, or something. Something was wrong. Okay? She did not play about going out somewhere where you were going to be around other people and you didn't look presentable. What I mean by presentable is shirt tucked in and, you know, good clean clothes. That ties into respect. That also ties into being respectable to other people. Now, if you see kids out there, shirts hanging out, pants hanging down, all this stuff, even back in my day, when you see kids with their shirts hanging out and all this type of stuff, you can look back at their parents and you can see where they got it from. So when you have a kid that's so disrespectful, always getting in trouble, doesn't do work in school, all this type of stuff, hang with the wrong crowd, you can look back into their household where they grew up or where they're growing up and look at their parents or parent, and you'll know exactly where it came from. When you would go back and look into my household where I grew up, where I was staying when I was young, you could see where my respect came from. She demanded it. She taught me that. She taught me to respect older people. She taught me to respect adults. You know, you go to these places, maybe at the movie, and you all these kids are at the movie, and they're saying things that you wouldn't say around adults. When I was growing up, I wouldn't say those things around adults. And if I said something that wasn't, and my mom was there and she heard it, and it wasn't respectful, if she felt it wasn't respectful, I'd hear about it right then, right there, and she wouldn't hold back. Okay? Now, I say that because that's the way that I grew up. That's the way that I was taught. Kids today aren't taught to be respectable to adults, to be respectable to the elderly crowd. They aren't taught that. So if they aren't taught that, why do we assume that they're gonna have that respect? Well, they're not. So the reason I did this show, and again, I apologize because my show's only 15 minutes today, and that was my fault. But again, they aren't taught at home to be respectful to their elders. That's the reason that kids don't respect older people. That's the reason that you hear these words come out of these kids' mouths, these foul words come out of their mouths, because they aren't being taught respect at home. If you teach your kids respect at home, they're going to take that out there in the streets with them. I'll tell you a story real quick before I end this show today. When I was in high school, there was a friend of mine. I'm not going to call his name, but there was a friend of mine. I went to his house with him one day. And we went inside, and he was upset because of something that his mom had done or hadn't done, okay? And he said, You're always doing this SHIT. And I stood there with my mouth wide open because I thought for sure that he was going to get blasted in the mouth, blasted in the chest, whatever. But that didn't happen. That's why my mouth stood open. That's why I couldn't believe what was going on. Because if that had happened to me, if I did that in my household to my mom, I said something similar to that, I wouldn't even be able to get the shh out of my mouth before I got cracked in the face, cracked in the chest or whatever. That wouldn't have happened. Not with my mom, not with my grandmom, granddad. They taught respect, and they were always respectful of people, okay? So please, teach your kids respect. Discipline them. Because if you do, they'll make it farther in life than they will if you don't. I guarantee you that. Now, today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. And again, I apologize for what happened with the show today as far as the time. But we will be back tomorrow. I guarantee you it will be a half-hour show tomorrow as usual. And in the meantime, you guys take care of yourselves. This is Frank. I'm over. No, I'm out. Good night.
the farmer, I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket the fun. Thank you.